Blog Talk Radio.
Turn my headset up. I don't know who beat this head, bro. Intense to slow forward. And you know it, baby. Yeah. Yo, first we lost Willona, then it's that world watch for the corona. Police shooting people, hold a pizza on the corner. I teach and I warn you, the two last days are upon you. Set the slow forward, can put it in a point two. Microphone check, 1-2. But believe if it wasn't for the grace of God, I'd be sipping on that point two. Take something by the time for serving on two. I snitch, can't snitch with no one to point to. You don't want to trouble, but draw, but want you. Give your life to God, yo. You not the next need no Apollo. You don't want to run and get robbed, yo. Get a job, yo. I see the hardest stars turn 5-0. Fresh 9-5, no job, yo. Fast, I come 5, high 5-0. Ready to work, where that pride go? The streets ain't happy, let her high, yo. You caught in the trap, I know you tired, yo. I know life is hard. Working twice as hard, so give your life to God. Yo, yo, life is hard, you're working twice as hard. Give your life to God, yeah. You're working twice as hard, give your life to God. Life is hard, yeah. Yeah, yeah. Yeah, yeah.
Hallelujah, y'all better know that. Jesus is alive all over the world. You know what I'm talking about? Act like you know. Recognize, you better be sure. We up in here. This is When Hip Hop Meets the Christ. Shout outs to you. Much love to you. We appreciate you tuning in. Yes, sir. And yes, ma'am. Me in the building, man. You know what I'm talking about? For sure with it. I'm your homie, Oasis. And today's topic, well, we just still in this Romans. Yeah. We are still up in this Romans. So this broadcast will be Romans chapter 10 and Romans chapter 11. Do you trust God? Don't you see? You can't trust nothing else. Can't trust nobody else. This is When Hip Hop Meets the Christ. I'm telling you now. Trying to tell you what's going on. But yeah, man. We're about to get into Romans chapter 10 and Romans chapter 11 today. Rejoice in the Lord. Excuse me. Rejoice in the Lord and be exceedingly glad. How about that? Rejoice in the Lord and be exceedingly glad. Sometimes we go through stuff in life and want to take your joy from you, but God still be with you and say rejoice. Yeah. The world will give you this joy. The world is not telling you to rejoice, but your God, who is always with you, who is always for you, is telling you to rejoice. So it's time for us to start rejoicing. Once we get that rejoicing down pat, we're going to be exceedingly glad, too, on top of that. Yes, sir. We are in this world, and we are not of it. But while we are in this world, we're going to be of the Word. While we're in this world, we are of the Word. Jesus Christ is the Lord. Hallelujah all day. Let's pray. Father, thank you for waking us up this morning. Thank you for bringing us to this point where we are in our lives. Thank you, Father, for always, always, always being in control. Yeah, thank you for even giving us self-control. Father, you just continue to have your way. Let your kingdom come. Let your will be done in our lives, Father, on earth, Father, as well as it is in heaven. Thank you for your scriptures and the understanding of your scriptures. Thank you for your Holy Spirit that leads us and guides us into all of the truth. And as we continue with our study in Romans, Father, you feed our faith. Let us understand what you're saying. Expound unto us what you want us to understand. Let us be hearers of what you're saying and make us doers as well. All for your glory in Jesus' name. Amen. Yeah. You're in here. This is When Hip Hop Meets the Christ. I am your homie, Oasis. It's a follower of Jesus the Christ. Don't forget, you can catch us live. Tune in live on Tuesdays and Saturdays. Also, you can tune in at any time. Just Google. Google When Hip Hop Meets the Christ. At any time, right? That being said, man, we ready to get into the scriptures for today. Let's go to Romans chapter number 10. Romans chapter number 10, and we're going to start at verse 1. Let Father take it from there. We have a few more seconds to get to Romans chapter 10. Verse 1, Romans, man, I was inspired. For those that don't know, I was inspired. I read my Bible. I spend time with God. So for Romans, I came across Romans, and it got so good to me. I was reading it, and I got to about chapter 5 or 6, and then the Holy Spirit led me. But that desire in me to put it on the broadcast, because it was so good to me when I got into Romans, when I got into Romans this time, so. Now we're in Romans chapter 10. So I know God still got some goodness for us up in here. Are you hungering and thirsting for the truth? Yeah, the word of God is the truth, man. Jesus is the word of God. How about that? All right, Romans chapter 10, verse 1. This says, brethren, or believers, or followers of Christ, or disciples, yeah, sons of God. Mm-hmm. They don't say Christians, though, but let me just read this book. Let me read. Brethren, my heart's desire and prayer to God for Israel is that they might be saved. For I bear them record that they have a zeal of God. They have a zeal of God, but not according to knowledge. They still don't know him. They got a zeal for him, but they don't have it according to knowledge, knowing him. Verse 3, Romans chapter 10 says, for they being ignorant of God's righteousness. That's all the Holy Spirit been teaching us in this last season is about God's righteousness. You know what I'm talking about? It's a difference, a big, powerful difference between God's righteousness and religion that comes up short. Romans chapter 10, verse 3, for they being ignorant of God's righteousness, don't know nothing about God's righteousness, and going about to establish their own righteousness, have not submitted themselves unto the righteousness of God, because they going about themselves to establish their own righteousness. Now, we remember it was something in here they said about their conscience excusing or either condemning them. You see what I'm saying? Like, all this is in the word. You know what I'm saying? Their own conscience excusing. I'm about to find the scripture. Their conscience either excusing them or accusing them. See, it's already in us, because right what may be known of God is manifest already in all of us. So, and that was back in Romans chapter 2. Let me go back. Let's go back. You don't have to. I can read it, or you can go back with me. But it was Romans chapter 2. Let me see. This, I got to go back to verse 13. We're going to go back to Romans 10 in a minute. Hold on. Verse 13, Romans chapter 2. Read down to verse 15 or 16. Romans chapter 2, verse 13 says, for not the hearers of the law are just before God. Not the hearers of the law are just before God, but the doers of the law shall be justified before God, right? Okay. For when the Gentiles, which have not the law, they don't even have the law, do by nature the things contained in the law, so they doing by nature the things that's in the law, but they don't even know nothing about the law, right? These are folk that want to just, you know, I do good, I don't mess with nobody. These having not the law are a law unto themselves, right? Mm-hmm. Look, verse 15 says, which show the work of the law written in their hearts, because God already wrote right from wrong in your heart, people. So, which show the work of the law written in their heart, their conscience also bearing witness, and their thoughts, the meanwhile accusing or else excusing one another. Their conscience, their thoughts is doing it. See, this ain't religion. You see what I'm saying? This is not religion. Their thoughts, their conscience, all that. And then I got to go back to Romans chapter 1 before we go to 10. I got to go back to chapter 1, because it says, because that which may be known of God is manifest in them, for God has shown it unto them. And then it says they are without excuse. So that's why the Bible can come back and say clearly that the fool has said in his heart that there is no God. Their own conscience, their own thoughts, accusing or excusing them, whether they acknowledge the law or not. I'm a good person. Yeah, how many people got that mentality now? Don't bother nobody, Although they knew God, they didn't glorify him as God. Go back to Romans chapter 10. Yeah, that's why I said Romans is good. It's good like that. All this that we're talking about right now came from Romans. They are without excuse. That started off in Romans chapter 1. We're in chapter 10 now. Go Back to verse 3. For they, being ignorant of God's righteousness and going about to establish their own righteousness, religion, going about to establish their own righteousness, because they're rejecting God's righteousness, you got to look to Jesus to receive God's righteousness. So, they established their own righteousness, having not submitted themselves unto the righteousness of God. That's why they established their own righteousness, because they have not submitted themselves unto the righteousness of God. This is the word of God that we're reading here. Romans chapter 10, you know, I'm talking about written before any one of us was born. They're still living these days. That's right. So if you got a problem with this, you ain't got a problem with the messenger. You got a problem with the message. And go to the one who wrote the message. Don't be a coward and say, I'm going to get the messenger. That's some coward stuff. You ain't tough. Go to the one who wrote the message if you got a problem with his message. Cowards. Now, Romans chapter 10, verse 4 says, for Christ is the end of the law for righteousness. Do what? Christ himself, Jesus, the Christ, our Lord, is the end of the law for righteousness. Yeah, Christ, it ends. If you've been up in religion up until now, or up until you read this verse or heard this verse, now you understand you ain't under religion no more. Christ is the end of the law for righteousness. We're talking about the righteousness of God, not the righteousness of ourselves, which will lead us to religion. Yeah, Christ is the end of the law. He's the end of the law, the end of all religion, too. But that's why I keep saying the law, because the law was before all religions. Think about it. The commandments, the Ten Commandments, and it's more than that, it's more than ten. However, the Ten Commandments was before all religions, before every last one of them. So that's why I keep talking about the law. Mm-hmm. The law. Verse 4, for Christ is the end of the law for righteousness. This is the end of the law for righteousness. If you want righteousness, you got to come to Christ. All right? For Christ is the end of the law for righteousness to everyone that believes. For Moses describes the righteousness which is of the law, that the man which does those things shall live by them. If you're going to be under the law, live by it. That's how Moses described it. Verse 6 says, but the righteousness which is of faith, huh? Yeah, that's right. I got to highlight that one, too. Yeah, we don't know what the doctor, this ain't really no, probably both of them, preaching and teaching. You know what I'm talking about? This broadcast here today. Preaching and teaching up in this thing. The righteousness which is of faith. That's why you got to use faith. Your own faith. Everybody got a measure of faith that they can use, that God will work with in your life. Yeah, in every last one of us. But the righteousness which is of faith, the righteousness, not the religion, not the works, but the righteousness which is of faith speaks on this wise. Say not in your heart, who shall ascend into heaven? That is to bring Christ down from above. Don't say that in your heart. Don't say what? Who shall ascend or who shall go up into heaven? Christ already did that. He up there now. You see what I'm saying? That is to bring Christ down from above. He already up there. Who shall ascend into heaven? You don't say that. All right? That is to bring Christ down. Yeah, you know, people get arrogant and beside themselves. Yeah, but we on this righteousness. Verse 7, Romans chapter 10 says, or who shall descend into the deep? That is to bring up Christ again from the dead, because he already did both of them. Who shall descend into the deep? Christ already did that. Who shall ascend into heaven? Christ already up there right now. And he did that too and came back to earth. You see what I'm saying? And now he up there now. Verse 8 says, but what says it? Word is near you. This goes for all humans, whether you choose to believe or don't believe. The word of God is for everybody. God so loved the world that he gave Jesus. That's his word. But what says it? The word is near you, even in your mouth and in your heart. That is the word of faith which we preach. It's already in your heart. Yeah. God breathed the breath of life into us. He living in everybody. He, you know, some people just, you know, override him.
got them dormant and think they breathe off of, you know, oxygen and carbon dioxide. It's the breath of life in us. If you're living now, that's the breath of life. There ain't no carbon dioxide and oxygen. That's what the scientists say, and they are men. It's time to stop listening to man and start listening to God, especially if man is not listening to God. It's time to start listening to God, especially if man, humans, are not listening to God and trying to lead you and tell you what to do. You have to tell them, do what? Yes, sir. We in Romans chapter 10. Mm-hmm. Verse 8, it says, but what says it? But what does it say? The word is near you, even in your mouth and in your heart. That is the word of faith. I feel like one of them preachers, boy. The word of faith which we preach. What word is in you? The word of faith. It's in your mouth and it's in your heart. And that's what we preaching. That if you confess, if you shall confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus. I told you, I feel like one of them preachers up in here. Yes, sir. If you confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus and shall believe in your heart. Use your mouth and believe with your heart. It didn't say nothing about your head or your brain right here. Nothing about your mind right here. Romans chapter 10, verse 9, that if you confess with your mouth, you be confessing other stuff, you be running your mouth by there. Okay, confess this Jesus then. Don't be afraid when you come over here with this with Jesus. That if you confess, if you shall confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus and shall believe in your heart. Because don't say it if you don't believe it. You got to do both. Confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus and believe in your heart that God has raised him from the dead. You shall be saved. That's the root of salvation right there. Bam. God's love, John 3:16, and then leads to salvation of humans. Redeeming us back to God. Jesus did that. God did it through Jesus. Leads us right here to the root of salvation, Romans chapter 10, verse 9. Then it's going to explain in verse 10. But I like this. I told y'all I had to get on here because it got so good. And I was just in the first few chapters. I ain't even get here. And I done read it before, Romans, you know, before. But this time, you see what I'm getting at? This time right here, Romans chapter 10, good God Almighty, I can say that, yes, sir, that if you confess, Romans chapter 10, verse 9, the root of salvation right here, if you confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus, this goes for all humans, and shall believe in your heart, not either or, you got to do both. If you confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus and shall believe in your heart that God has raised him from the dead, you shall be saved. And not no saved on no religious type stuff either, but saved from being eternally separated from God, saved from eternal damnation, saved, yeah, from going to hell and recognizing that heaven is right there across from it and you can't get into it, saved by God's grace, saved by the blood of Jesus, yeah. Mm-hmm. Verse 10, Romans 10:10. Mm-hmm. Romans chapter 10, verse 10, for with the heart man believes. Who believes with the heart? Humans do. For with the heart man believes unto righteousness. You can believe yourself unto righteousness, man. Believe in Jesus. That's how you do it. For with the heart man believes unto you. Do y'all understand and do y'all realize and see how plain God is making his word? The closer we getting back to Jesus coming back and the more evil the world getting, all this is happening at the same time. God making the word so plain, but I ain't never understood the word like this now. And I've been reading this for the last 20 plus years. I'm talking about walking with God too. Mm-hmm. And I wasn't reading it to preach to you. I was reading it to get my life right, to live right before him. And that's what you got to do. You know what I'm talking about? I ain't know he gonna make me a preacher. But I'm so glad he did, and I don't regret it. So where we at? Romans chapter 10, verse 10. For with the heart man believes unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. There it is. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Boy, I like that. I like them two verses there. They done lit me up, man. We got to go on. We got to go. But shoot. Let me read them. I'm going to read them two again before we go on. Romans chapter 10, verse 9 and verse 10 again says that if you shall confess with your mouth, talking to whosoever is listening, really talking to everybody, that if you shall confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus and shall believe in your heart that God has raised him from the dead, you shall be saved. Not you and them and you and him and you and her. No, you yourself. Who got to answer to God? You better have Jesus standing with you when you get before God. Verse 10, Romans chapter 10 says, for with the heart man believes, with the heart humans believe unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. Verse 11, for the scripture says, whoever believes on him shall not be ashamed. If you believe on him, you shall not be ashamed. It don't matter how long it take. It don't matter what it look like. It don't matter how much pain you got to go through. It don't matter if you cried all your tears out and ain't got no more. I'm telling you, keep believing. Whoever believes on him shall not be ashamed. One thing you got to understand about God, his timing is not ours. But we got to get on his schedule, though. You know, one day to God is 1,000 years to us. Keep believing. You know, he ain't in no rush. And when he said it, it's done, son. Romans chapter 10, let me read verse 11 again, for the scripture says, whoever believes on him shall not be ashamed. Verse 12, for there is no difference between the Jew and the Greek. For the same Lord over all is rich unto all that call upon him. There is no difference. Whether you Jew, yeah, Hebrew, Israel, chosen, or Greek, stranger. Mm-hmm. For the same Lord over, for the same Lord over all is rich unto all that do what? Call upon him. It sure don't matter if you're black or white. You know what I'm talking about? Or Asian or Hispanic. You know what I'm talking about? Or whatever. As long as you're human. If you're human and you call upon him, he's Lord over us who call upon him, and he's rich unto us that call upon him. For there is no difference between the Jew and the Greek, the Jew chosen, the Greek orchestrated or in here. Did I say that right? You know, where they engrafted in here. I got that right that time. Thank you, Holy Ghost. Yeah, the Jew chosen, the Greek engrafted in. For the same Lord over all, the same Lord. Let me guess. It's the same Lord. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. The same Lord over all is rich unto all that call upon him. Now, if you ain't calling upon him, then you just may be getting your stuff from the devil. Yes, sir. Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. If you ain't calling upon him, you're making it happen yourself. You getting your stuff from Satan. Mm-hmm. It's either good or evil. It's either God or the devil. Let me say it right. It's either Jesus or the devil, because that's how God made it. It's either Jesus or the devil. Verse 13, Romans chapter 10. For whoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. What? That's all. I'm from. I feel all kind of rejoicing and joy all in my heart reading these scriptures right here, bro. I'm about to get stuck. I'm going to stay in Romans chapter 10. These few verses from verse 9 all the way to 13 right now. Man, shoot. Romans chapter 10. That's how the word of God do. Verse 13, for whoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. What? Whoever. Whosoever. Whoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Yeah, see, God is very fair. Everybody got to come to him the same way. You looking for the world to be fair, you're going to keep on looking. You ain't going to keep on saying, that ain't fair. But God, shit, he's very fair. Make it to where none of us is better than any of us. And we all got to come to him the same way. Yeah, none of us is better than any of us. We all got to come the same way. Let me guess, we got to come the same way, and his name is Jesus. Wow, this is good. I know I need to take a break, but it's so good I don't even want to stop. But I'm going to stop. I'm going to be obedient. You know what I'm talking about? Hallelujah. Appreciate everybody tuning in. This is When Hip-Hop Meets the Christ. And then I got lit. We in Romans chapter 10 and verse 11. And we done got stuck between verses 9 and 13. That's why these songs playing. I'm about to go back over there and be stuck. Because I want to be stuck over there. But before we go to this praise break, let me read verse 13 again. For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. We'll be right back. We have our Easter Christ.
Jesus is coming. Come, Lord Jesus, but God. But God, yeah. Hallelujah all day. Still praising Yahweh.
But God, he got my back. But God picked up the slack. But God is never whack. But God ain't taking that.
Yeah.
But God is full of love.
Yeah.
But God lives in Indiana. But God,
yeah, yeah, yeah.
But God, he got my back. But God picked
Hallelujah
up the slack.
All
but
day.
God is never whack. But God ain't taking that. But God is full of love. But God lives in Indiana. But God, I just listen to the track,
yep,
and let my mind wander. Lord, speak into my heart and let us feel it like thunder. 'Cause your creation wanna trip and keep running. They lip don't know what they talking about. Wanna put on a shout. But I'm gonna represent you for all the time you sent to.
Hallelujah.
Do what you had to and wanted to
so
do.
We'll be
you keep it on the cool, but Satan got them fools into thinking that you weak.
The devil
because
is.
To the track,
yep,
and let my mind wander. Lord, speak into my heart and let us feel it like thunder. 'Cause your creation wanna trip and keep running. They lip don't know what they talking about. Wanna put on a shout. But I'm gonna represent you for all the time you spent to.
Hallelujah.
Do what you had to and wanted to
so
do.
We'll be
you keep it on the cool, but Satan got them fools into thinking that you weak.
The devil
because you're so meek, so let me speak it back. Satan, you're so weak, we unique with this flow. Keeping it 100, looking for us, here we go.
Jesus.
Kicking this gospel, closed doors to hearts, we come through windows of your soul. All while praising God, he sits on the throne.
But God, he got my back. But God picked up the slack. But God is never whack. But God ain't taking that.
Yeah.
But God is full of love. But God lives in me. But God, he got my back. But God picked up the slack. But God is never whack. But God ain't taking that.
Alone,
but God is full of love. But God lives in me. But God, the agony of defeat is that you are unique.
You came into the world more precious than a pearl. To a virgin at that, so Holy Ghost rip the track. Man, I ain't gon' hold back, and I'm ready for the attack. Not born in a hospital, but it was right in the middle of a little barnyard. Man, that seems so odd, but we talking about God here. So lend me your ear, hear it real good, get it well understood. Jesus is alive, you can have your own opinion, but it really don't matter. He changed my life and he made me gladder. Like them blind men when they receive their sight, and I'm repping them to the full. You think I'm wrong, but I'm right,
right with this.
But God, he got my back. But God picked up the slack. But God is never whack. But God ain't taking that. But God is full of love. But God is in me and above. But God,
but God,
but God, but God, he got my back. Yeah. But God picked up the slack.
That right.
But God is never whack.
Hey.
But God ain't taking that.
Yeah.
But God is full of love. But God is in me and above. But God,
but God,
but God, but God, he got my back. So fools and Satan get back. It's the Christ back upon this track, and with his power I attack. He wasn't a punk or a coward. Listen as he devours this man-made track. This ain't no broke back.
He's
standing straight and tall like God made all y'all. Oh, you only pointing fingers, but I'm pointing at the ball.
At the ball.
So watch your thinking attitude. Jesus came to give you joy and a peaceful mood. This is soul food.
Soul food.
I ain't trying to be rude. Just telling you about this dude. You can read it in Jude. Jesus is the Lord and Jesus be the truth.
Jesus
knock
the truth.
It out the park. OG baby. But God, he got my back. But God picked up the slack.
That right.
But God is never whack.
Yeah.
But God ain't taking that.
Hallelujah.
But God is full of love. But God lives in me and above. But God,
thank you Jesus.
But God,
thank you Jesus.
But God, he got my back. But God picked up the slack.
But
God is never whack. But God ain't taking that.
But
God is full of love. But God lives in me and above.
But
God,
get it right.
But God.
Mic check 1 2 1 2. We up in the building. What's cracking? You are tuned into When Hip Hop Meets the Christ. Shout outs to you. Much love to you. Appreciate you tuning in. Yes, sir. Yes, ma'am. And I'm excited. I'm glad. Now I say, no matter how many times you read the Word of God is living and it grows with you. You might not understand. Like, you ain't going to understand like you did, you know, when you read it the first time or the second time. You know. Because I'm just looking and finding out this really is what salvation is. And that's going to cause us to go back. Because we got stuck on salvation, which is a good thing. This is what salvation is and what it's all about. I told you, being born again of God. All right? Representing and living. All right? So it's on you. You got to confess with your mouth. Let's go back. Romans chapter 10, verse 9, that if you confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus and shall believe, nobody else can make you believe, so don't let them make you not believe, right? So, and you got to believe in your heart that God has raised him from the dead, then you shall be saved. Verse 10, for with the heart man believes and unto righteousness. So, with the heart man believes unto righteousness. Believes unto righteousness, not works the law, not work religion or rituals unto righteousness. For with the heart man believes unto righteousness, and this is the righteousness of God that we want and that we get. And with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. Verse 11, for the scripture says, whosoever or whoever believes on him shall not be ashamed. Verse 12, for there is no difference between the Jew and the Greek. For the same Lord over all is rich unto all that call upon him. For whoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. That's salvation right there. You're going to call on him from a good heart, a believing heart, and confess with your mouth. He's going to answer you. Now, your heart ain't right. He ain't going to answer you. He ain't got to answer you. If your heart ain't right, this says you got to believe with your heart. And then you got to confess with your mouth and believe in your heart. So
It's on us, humans. Verse 14 says, how then shall they call on him in whom they have not believed? How are they going to call on him if they don't believe on him? Uh-oh. See how the word of God is going at it itself. Verse 14, Romans chapter 10. How then shall they call on him in whom they have not believed? And how shall they believe in him of whom they have not heard? And how shall they hear without a preacher? Y'all see this? Let me read it again, Romans chapter 10, so you can see it. So you can see what God is saying in his word. Romans chapter 10, verse 14. How then shall they call on him in whom they have not believed? How you going to call on Jesus if you don't believe in him? And how, don't call on him when you're in trouble either, because you don't believe in him, right? When you ain't in trouble. So, and how shall they believe in him? And how shall they believe in him, though, of whom they have not heard? How they going to believe in him if they ain't heard about him? How they going to call on him if they ain't believing in him? How they going to believe in him if they ain't never heard about him? And how they going to hear about him? How shall they hear without a preacher? You believe in him, he going to make you a preacher. Do it with your life first. Mm-hmm. With your life first before you try to get in the pulpit or a microphone, get on the mic. All right, verse 15 says, and how shall they preach except they be sent? There it is. You got a lot of them that just went, and God ain't sent they behind nowhere. They doing it because of tradition, and they doing it because they look good, and they doing it because it feels good. I'm telling you, you get to know Jesus for yourself. Get to know God through Jesus the Christ for yourself. You won't be led astray. All right, verse 15, and how shall they preach except they be sent, as it is written, how beautiful. Now, you're a real preacher, you're a real apostle, you're a real evangelist, you're a real pastor, a real, teacher? Yeah. You out of Christ's life? How beautiful are your feet? Look, how beautiful are the feet of them that preach the gospel of peace. Everywhere you going, it's beautiful, you know what I'm saying? Because you're bringing it. Gospel there. You're bringing that peace there. You're bringing that glad tidings. Mm-hmm. You're bringing that good news. How beautiful are the feet of them that preach the gospel of peace and bring glad tidings of good things. Well, of peace. You're not peace on earth like it's going to be peace. It's peaceful all every day. No, you get that personally. But this peace between God and man, you, your relationship. Because man as a whole is not accepting the peace that God, between God and man, that's Jesus. But to whosoever will, this is for us. So how beautiful are the feet of them that preach the gospel of peace and bring glad tidings of good things. Verse 16 says, yeah, but it ain't soft though. They think you're saved and soft, but it's saved not soft. That's what this is. Verse 16, Romans chapter 10, but they have not all obeyed the gospel. They have not all obeyed the gospel. For Isaiah says, Lord, who has believed our report? They too busy believing the news, the bad news that come on TV. They too busy believing everything they see on the screen that pop up. So, Lord, who has believed our report? We reporting this good news of Jesus the Christ and this peace between God and man available in Jesus and this joy and this love and everything. But who has believed us, Lord? Isaiah already wrote that back in Isaiah. Verse 17, Romans chapter 10 says, so then faith comes by hearing. Do what? Your faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. See, he ain't going to leave you stuck or nothing. I hear about all this faith, and I hear about all this belief, and blah, 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 blah. But what about where I get faith from? Faith come by hearing. Well, where I get hearing from? Hearing come by the word of God. Answer both of them. I'm talking, you can't do nothing. When God asks you, you be like, you either accept it or you reject it. That's it. Because it going to make sense to you. Yeah, it's going to make sense. You might not like it. That causes you to reject it. But if you accept it, you still might not like it. But if you could accept it, you'll get better from it. Because you'll be like, yeah, God know more than me. You know what I'm talking about? So faith comes by hearing, and hearing what? Hearing comes by the word of God. Not by everything you hear somebody saying, everything you see on the news, none of that stuff, man. Faith comes by hearing the word. Turn the news off and get into, turn the Bible on. Mm-hmm. Yeah, turn God on. Spend some time with God. Turn him on. Spend some time with him, some quality time. Turn the TV off. Open the Bible. You watch, how long you watch, I mean, you watch shows on TV. How long? How about them tablets? Them iPhones and iPads. How long you be on Facebook and Twitter? Okay. Shut that down and get in the Word for 30 minutes, an hour, 2 hours. Uh-huh. 2 hours, yeah. Watch how powerful you be if you stay in that Word for 2 hours. Watch out, because God gonna, he all powerful. He gonna give you some of that power. God, all right. All right. I'll move on. Verse 17, Romans chapter 10. So then faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. Verse 18 says, but I say, have they not heard? Have they not heard? Yes, verily, their sound went into all the earth, and their words into the ends of the world. So they heard. Look. I say, have they not heard? Yes, verily, their sound went into all the earth, and their words unto the ends of the world. Now, some people say this scripture right here talking about stars, because he referring back to a scripture that's in Psalms. It's in Psalms, talking about when God was, you know, making the earth and skies and all that too. So their sound. But either way it go, his works is the witness that he's real. So you can look at the stars and tell that there's a God. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So their sound went into all the earth. Yeah, the stars go across the whole world. Their words unto the ends of the world. The stars cover the whole sky, right? The whole heavens, all the way to the ends of the world, even where man don't even reach. Verse 19, but I say, did not Israel know? Or did Israel not know? First, Moses says, I will provoke you to jealousy by them that are no people, and by a foolish nation I will anger you. I'm going to be good to them and make you jealous, because you're supposed to be over here getting all this goodness. That's what God's saying. You the one supposed to be getting this goodness. I'm going to give somebody the goodness that ain't even the people. I'm talking about a foolish nation. I'm going to make you angry. Mm-hmm. Get them, Jesus. Let me read verse 19 again. But I say, did Israel not know? First, Moses says, I will provoke you to jealousy by them that are no people. This is God through Moses, right? I'm going to provoke you to jealousy by them that are no people. He's talking about Israel. And by a foolish nation, I will anger you. Verse 20 says, but Isaiah, is what it says in my book, E-S-A-I-A-S. However, that's Isaiah. But Isaiah is very bold and says, I was found of them that sought me not. He very bold. When God's speaking through Isaiah let it rip. This is what God said through Isaiah. I was found of them that sought me not. I'm found by them that ain't even seeking me. I was made manifest unto them that asked. They didn't even ask about me. I'm manifested to them. But to Israel, he says, all day long I have stretched forth my hands unto a disobedient and gainsaying people. I don't know what gainsaying means. But I know they disobedient. I know they hard-hearted. I know they stiff-necked. I do know that much. That'll cause me not to Google gainsaying, because I ain't got to know what it means. Because I already know about Israel. And I know gainsaying going to mean one of the same thing. They stubborn. They stiff-necked. They some jack. Oh, I'm sorry. I'm sorry. I almost blurted it out. I'm sorry. But to Israel, these are the ones that he chose. This is the one that he reaching his hands out to all day. Mm-hmm. To Israel, he says, all day long, I have stretched forth my hands unto a disobedient and gainsaying
people. They disobedient, man. They stiff-necked. They hard-hearted. They say one thing and do something else. They honor him with their mouth. Their heart far from him. They remove their heart far from him. So Israel, who he reaching his hand out to, taking them for granted, right? And then the ones who ain't even seeking him, they the ones that he being manifested to, and that's finding him. Because remember, God want everybody. You see what I'm saying? And everybody is not rejecting Jesus. Neither is everybody receiving Jesus either. So everybody is not rejecting Jesus, and everybody is not receiving Jesus. But whoever will, the right thing to do is receive him. Whosoever will, come on. We go into Romans chapter 11. Verse 1 says, I say then, has God cast away his people? Has God cast away his people? And I like how he writing, because he asking the question, and then he answering the question right after that. I say then, has God cast away his people? It might seem like it to sound like it. No. It says, God forbid. Period. God forbid. For I also am an Israelite of the seed of Abraham. I'm also an Israelite. I'm also your kinfolk. Yeah. I'm also down that bloodline of Israel, of the seed of Abraham, of the Hebrews, of what you call them black folk, the Jews. Yeah. Also am an Israelite of the seed of Abraham, of the tribe of Benjamin, is what he talking about right now. And let you know, all the way down to the tribe of Benjamin, because it was 12 tribes, right, from Jacob. And Abraham is Jacob's granddaddy, right? Okay. Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, our spiritual forefathers. That's all of our forefathers right there. Yeah, you might can't relate to these forefathers, what they talk about in America. I know I can't relate to the forefathers of this country. Who are they? All right, but the forefathers of the world, of faith, I'm going to put it like that. Of the faith. Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. Yep, I'm with that. Israel. That's Jacob. For I also am an Israelite of the seed of Abraham, of the tribe of Benjamin. This Paul who writing this, letting you know his identification. Romans chapter 11, verse 2. God has not cast away his people. He foreknew. God has not cast away his people who he know was going to come to him already. See, God, I'm working with God, and I'm learning how he works, and then I'm starting to work like him. He put the end over here, and then he started the beginning to go ahead and get to this part at the end. And then he might have some pieces in between that he got to put right here and there and fill in and all that, but by the time he finished, that's a masterpiece, though. I'm like, bro, I'm writing this, that, and the other. I'm writing this scripture, writing that one. And then I got the number, this one, this number one, and then this number four way down here, and then this number, like, bro. But by the time he finished, it's a masterpiece. Y'all hear the broadcast, y'all? Y'all know how I get these, do you? I'm telling you, working with God. He giving me this info, and I'm writing it, and then the Holy Spirit come back, clean that thing up, and by the time he presented to you, is a masterpiece. Boy, I had a preach right there. I feel something right there. Hallelujah. It's a masterpiece. You might think that part go right here, but no, I'm going to use that part to go right here, because this is the end that I'm getting to, so let me work right here and begin right here. I got to get to this end, but in between right here, let me get this right here, bop, 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 at the end, I'm finished, and it's a masterpiece. Yeah, we want the master's peace, and we want to be his masterpiece. Yeah, we want his peace, and we don't mind being his masterpiece. Don't work on us, Father. Romans chapter 11. I tell you, Romans 5. Glad I'm able to catch it. Catch it on the broadcast. Hallelujah. Some of it. Well, all of it. I'm going to say it like that. All of it. Romans chapter 11. Verse 2. God has not cast away his people which he foreknew. What the scripture says? Do you not know what the scripture says? Of Elias, how he makes intercession to God against Israel, saying, Lord, they have killed
your prophets and dig down your altars. And I am left alone, and they seek my life. That was Elijah, right? They seek my life. He thought he was the only one left. Sometimes you might feel like that. Man, where the hell is the rest of the believers at? I'm talking about the truth. Father, where my brothers and sisters at? The ones that really believe, not the ones that going to run and cow and throw the white flag and then ones that just be talking. I ain't talking about them. I'm talking about the real ones who run that Goliath like David. Where they at? Where they at? Who get thrown in the fire like the Hebrew boy? Where they at? Sometimes you feel like you're the only one. But what? God answered him. Because he said, I'm left alone. Verse 4. Romans chapter 11, verse 4 says, but what says the answer of God unto him? What does God answer him? You think you're alone? Guess what God said? I have reserved to myself 7,000 men who have not bowed the knee to the image of Baal. You don't know how many people on this planet, they don't even know. They try to count. The census don't work, so they give you some guess number. You don't even know how many people on the earth. You can take their numbers if you want to. You still going to fall short. But God letting you know, you ain't the only one that I got reserved up in here. I might have you over here by yourself with me, but that's good. You know what I'm saying? I got them over here with me by themselves, too. When I bring y'all together, it's going to be a beautiful masterpiece. Yes, sir. Romans chapter 11. God said, I got reserved to myself 7,000 men who have not bowed the knee to the image of Baal. Got 7,000 standing with you. Okay? Verse 5 says, even so, then at this present time, also, there is a remnant right now, according to the election of grace, right now. Yeah, he was talking to Elijah back then. He's talking to us now. I got a remnant right now. At this present time, look at verse 5, Romans chapter 11, verse 5. Even so then, at this present time, in 2022, at this present time, and whenever you hear this, it may be 2023, or 2024, or 2025, or 2030, 2050, I don't know. Even so, then, no, at this present time, because the word of God is always living. The spirit of God is living. Yeah, the spirit of life that's in Christ Jesus. The life-giving spirit is Christ Jesus. Even so, then, at this present time, also, there is a remnant according to the election of grace that will not bow down to Satan, no matter what he do, say, present himself as, or nothing. We standing for God, cuz. Boy, it is powerful. Hallelujah. Verse 6, Romans chapter 11, says, and if by grace, then it is no more of works. Kill all the works. All your works, you thought you could be good enough? No. He letting you know right here, it's no more of works. Because if it's by grace, then it ain't counting. It's not according to our works. And if by grace, then is it no more of works. Otherwise, grace is no more grace. But if it be of works, then is it no more grace. Otherwise, work is no more work. That's why you got to use your faith and then learn how to work your faith, because that's still under grace. It still ain't dependent on your own works. If by grace, then it is no more of works. And if it's, it says otherwise, grace is no more grace if it's done by works. But if it be of works, then we don't need grace then. Otherwise, work is no more work. So that's why you got to decide to get out of religion and come over here and get God's grace. It's going to cause you to use your faith. Confess with your mouth. Believe in your heart that God raised Jesus from the dead. Confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus. And believe in your heart that God has raised him from the dead. Yeah, confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus. And then believe in your heart that God is the one that raised him from the dead. Because man, the one killed him. But if you believe this, you're going to be saved. Mm-hmm. Verse 7, Romans chapter 11. Romans chapter 11, verse 7 says, what then, Israel? What then? Israel has not obtained that which he seeks for, but the election has obtained it. Israel has not obtained what he was looking for, but the election has obtained it, and the rest were blinded. The election, God's elect, have obtained it. Israel, who think they Israel, just because they was born Israel and they ain't been born again, they have not obtained it, but the ones God chosen, yeah, the election, have obtained it. Have obtained it. And the rest were blinded. Mm. Verse 8, according as it is written, God has given them the spirit of slumber, eyes that they should not see and ears that they should not hear unto this day. They still can't hear this good news. Because what happened? God has given them the spirit of slumber and eyes that they should not see and ears that they should not hear unto this day. Verse 9 says, and David says, let their table be made a snare and a trap and a stumbling block and a recompense unto them. Wow, a snare, a trap, stumbling block, and a recompense unto them. Whew. Let their eyes be darkened, that they may not see, and bow down their back always.
Mm-hmm.
It's for the wicked ones. Verse 11 says, yeah, Romans chapter 11, verse 11, I say then, have they stumbled that they should fall? God forbid. But rather, through their fall, through, look at what God did. Through their fall, salvation is come unto the Gentiles for to provoke them to jealousy. See how God working all that to bring everybody in this thing.
Mm-hmm.
He said he's going to do it by people that ain't even the people, right?
Mm-hmm.
You'll be made manifest to them that ain't even asking about them. To do what? To provoke them to jealousy. The ones that he been reaching out to. Israel. Gonna provoke them to jealousy. Verse 12 says, now if the fall of them be the riches, the fall of them, hold on, what's going on here? Now if the fall of them be the riches of the world, if the fall of them be the riches of the world, and the diminishing of them the riches of the Gentiles, how much more their fullness? Yeah, we're going to take our time. If the fall of them be the riches of the world and the diminishing of them the riches of the Gentiles, how much more the fullness? Talking about Israel, too. If their fall be the riches of the world and the diminishing of them the riches of the Gentiles, how much more their fullness? Their fullness is greater. Then the diminishing, their fullness is greater than the riches. Verse 13 says, for I speak to you, Gentiles, inasmuch as I am the apostle of the Gentiles, I magnify my office. If by any means I may provoke to emulation them which are my flesh, and might save some of them. Yeah, them that's my flesh. Yeah, my kinfolks. Yeah, the ones that's the same color as me, if I can get them over here. You know what I'm saying? For it, verse 15 says, for if the casting away of them be the reconciling of the world, if they got to get cast away so God can bring the world in, you know what I'm talking about? But listen, he's still working with our own individual wills, though. Yeah, he's working with our will. So if the casting away of them be the reconciling of the world, if the world going to be reconciled through them getting cast away, what shall the receiving of them be but life from the dead? For if the first fruit be holy, the lump is also holy. If the first part is holy, then the whole thing holy. If the root be holy, so are the branches. If the root is holy, the branch is holy. And if some of the branches be broken off, and you, being a wild olive tree, were grafted in among them, and with them partake of the root and fatness of the olive tree, you getting the benefits from it, boast not against the branches then. But if you boast, you bear not the root, but the root you. What? Hold on. In verse 18. Don't boast against the branches, but if you boast, you bear not the root, but the root you. You don't bear the root. You ain't the one carrying the root. And you ain't the root, but the root is the one carrying you. The root is Jesus. If you boast, you bear not. You don't carry the root, but the root carries you. That's what that's saying. That's why we have to, at first I'm like, hold on, what is that? It's probably just like you heard it. I read it. But we had to go back and read it again because this ain't no rush. We ain't rushing, man. We Israel. We sons of God. But not, that was good. I like that. But not against the branches. So boast not against the branches. If you do boast, remember you ain't the root. And you don't carry the root, but the root carrying you. Verse 19. You will say then, the branches were broken off, that I might be grafted in. Well, because of unbelief they were broken off. I told you, it's because of something we do. Not that God crazy. He still be trying to save everybody. You see what I'm saying? Even though Israel's stiff-necked and hard-heart, I still want them to come back. I'm mad at them, but I'm finna provoke them to jealousy by the other folk that I'm trying to get to. You see what I'm saying? I'm going to get everybody to come in here. That's God working like that. Man, you good, Father. Hallelujah. So, verse 20. Well, because of unbelief, they were broken off. And you stand by faith. You stand by faith. Right? Be not high-minded, but fear or reverence or honor. Be humble. Honor God, man. That's what fear is. We're talking about fearing God. Reverence God. Reverence God as God. Fear him. Yeah. Believe him enough to change your behavior. Like, act like he see everything you doing. You know what I'm talking about? Live like you see, like he see everything you doing, because he is. He does see everything we doing. So, be not high-minded, but fear. For if God spare not the natural branches, if he didn't spare the natural ones, take heed, pay attention, lest he also spare you not, or don't spare you. He didn't spare the natural branches. He fair now. Okay, take heed, lest he also spare not you, or don't spare you. Verse 22, behold, therefore, the goodness and the severity, or the seriousness, dangerousness of God, severity, the goodness and the severity of God on them which fail, severity, but toward you, goodness. So they got the dangerousness, the wrath, right? But toward you, goodness, if you continue in his goodness. Otherwise, you also shall be cut off. Yeah, that's another one. Saved from being cut off by God. Don't make God hit the block button, because if God hit it, bro, you ain't getting back in there. I'm telling you. He's a merciful God. Don't make him hit the block button on you. And they also, if they abide not still in unbelief, shall be grafted in. So, and they also, if they abide not still in unbelief, if they stop staying in unbelief, if they start believing, they shall be grafted in as well, for God is able to graft them in again if they believe. So that's why if you believe, that you can repent. Come on, believe. So you got to believe, man. God is able to graft you in just because of your belief in him. For if you were cut out of the olive tree, which is wild by nature, and were grafted contrary to nature, you wild by nature, and he still got you contrary to nature, because your nature wild into a good olive, though. He orchestrated you while you was a wild one into a good olive tree. How much more shall these, which be the natural branches, be grafted into their own? Talking about the natural ones that fell away. He want everybody to come to Jesus. Make somebody like me preach like this to make the other pastors who've been doing it for a long time that fell off come back to him. provoke them to jealousy by somebody who unorthodox like this. Just got their faith in them, though. All right, verse 25 says, "For I would not, brethren, that you should be ignorant of this mystery, lest you should be wise in your own conceits, that blindness in part is happened to Israel, until blindness in part has happened to Israel until the fullness of the Gentiles be come in." See how God is working? That's all that he's doing right here. He's working. I'm talking about trying to get everybody in here. So that's why it's like this, and it's taking a little minute to get through Romans chapter 11. Some things hard to understand because it's a mystery being broken down right here. You see what I'm saying? It's a mystery being broken down, and how we're seeing how God is grafting everybody in, even the ones that fell off and fell back, getting them back by provoking them through other folks that even ain't even acknowledging him and stuff like, bro, I can dig that. Yeah. Because he want everybody. All right, so we're in Romans chapter 11. Remember that blindness is in part. Now, God foreknew. He knows Israel. He knows who's going to make it. Right? He already foreknew us. He already set us up to make it, matter of fact. As a matter of fact, so he already knows. Your name already written in the book of life. You see what I'm saying? You just believe God and then keep believing him. So Romans chapter 11, verse 26 says, "And so all Israel shall be saved." Israel. Israel is believers, followers of Jesus, the Christ. So all Israel shall be saved. That's why the heart got to believe and the mouth got to confess, right? So all Israel, that's what makes you Israel, all Israel shall be saved as it is written. There shall come out of Zion the deliverer and shall turn away ungodliness from Jacob. The deliverer going to come out of Zion. Praise God. He'll send that deliverance and shall turn away ungodliness from Jacob. When the enemy come in like a flood with all of his ungodliness, all his floods of ungodliness and wickedness, God lift up his standard of righteousness. Yeah, against Satan. The enemy want to manifest disobedience. God going to manifest obedience. The enemy want to manifest curses. God going to manifest the blessings, yeah, on his people. Yeah, whosoever will come to Jesus. Look, check it. We're going to pause for the calls, and we'll be right back. We in Romans chapter 11, and God breaks that thing down for us real good, too. I tell you, I ain't never read Romans like this, like this, like this. I ain't never understood it like this. It ain't never been manifested to me like this. We'll be right back when hip-hop meets the Christ.
Abba Father.
That's right.
Slaughter. Jesus came for you, you, your sons, and your daughters. Put faith in him, then you walk on water. Live above it all, yeah, we standing tall. Not mountains, it's my place in heaven, trying to ball. Like the earth is all we got, we serve a great God. Feeding on your heart with lyrics and your head don't nod. Truth, hate kills Jesus, but love brings him up. Always worried about what man is doing, and God I trust. I forgot you shook, shocked, and you're scared of the government. I put my faith in Jesus, for God
is above me.
Yes, he is Lord.
Yeah,
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 yeah. by God, and we off in here, ready for the battle, strapped with faith, so we slaughter fear. Who really want it with the kingdom, cause here we come, annihilating the oppression of the righteous one. They feed us false information, that's miseducation. I'm Genesis, I'm here to resurrect this generation. Wake up, let's go, this location's about to blow. Ignorance is no excuse, so now you know. Let's go, wake up, let's go. This location's about to blow. Ignorance is no excuse, so now you know.
Now you know.
Yeah, we taking back everything they ever stole. No surrender, victory is our goal. Yeah.
Yes, He is Lord. Yes, yes. 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 He is Lord.
Those who don't believe the truth of God Jesus, they don't receive. They set themselves up for the mark the chip system. Didn't want Emmanuel, no, God is not with them. Chasing money, say God, we sound funny. Replace a dollar with the chip, gon' leave you stuck like dummies. You can't eat by a sale, can't even clock in. Satan didn't want you, know only with Jesus we win. People worship him, we tricked him with the signs of the beast. We offer the gospel to them, but they ain't want their faith increased. Not falling for Satan by taking the mark of the beast. I'm going to heaven with my mama, she already at peace.
Yes.
Every day,
yeah, I know that Jesus with me. I believe now I can see every little thing he done for me. Now I got to praise you, G-O-D. G-O-D, God on deck. G-O-D, respect the King. He's Lord of Lords and King of Kings. We lift him high, yeah, now me. I'ma give him glory, you should too. I'ma ask you one more time what you gonna do. Sitting over there stuck like you have no clue. Get this Jesus and keep it true. He died for your sins, your mama and grandma too. Thank you, Jesus, hallelujah,
hallelujah.
Respect and due. Father, have your way. Help us stay on the path that you paved. We know that God is with us. Yes, Jesus still saves. Oh, so much pain, enough to make you insane. The suffering can't compare to glory. Hold on to the great I am. Jesus really is coming. He is the Lion and the Lamb.
I know Jesus with me every
Jesus.
I know Jesus with me every day.
Jesus.
I know Jesus with me every. I know Jesus every day, I know Jesus with me every.
Yes,
I know Jesus with me every day. I know Jesus with me every.
Yes,
I know Jesus every day,
tricking people. He acting like he winning, he weak. Couldn't take me from God while I was out there sinning. The blood of Jesus, against anything that's evil. Satan destroys, kills, and lies. Don't let him deceive you. I am God's
warrior.
Spiritual warfare for show. I am God's warrior. I'm kicking in Satan's front door. I'm uploading the truth. You cannot have God's youth. We lift Jesus Christ higher, cause Jesus is the truth. Understand God's word. Yes, God is love. God's still with
God
me, we fit. We
tight like a glove. The world make me wanna buck, cause I have no fear. Gonna keep pushing God's word till the signal is clear. You hear?
I know Jesus with me every Jesus. I know Jesus with me every day. Jesus. I know Jesus with me every. I know Jesus every day. Every day I know Jesus with me. Every
yes,
I know
yes,
Jesus
yes,
with me
yes,
every day
he
I know
nah.
Jesus with me every
yes,
I know
nah.
Jesus every day. Every day
Jesus got all power and all authority too. I'm gonna focus on him, not what these fools trying to do. A real war going on. Look past what your eyes can see. Don't ignore Jesus, he's still saying look to me. We live by faith, and if that's the case, focus on the Lord Jesus Christ or stay lost in the maze. When your situation in life is bigger than you, it's still smaller than your God, and he's bringing you through. Just let him handle it, rest. He knows best, he sent his son here blessed. No need to stress, I'm just gonna let everybody know the real truth. Satan was messing with me now, bro. He missing the truth,
the
truth.
I know Jesus with me every. I know Jesus with me every day. I know Jesus with me every. I know Jesus every day. Every day I know Jesus with me. Every
yes,
I know
yes,
Jesus
yes,
with me
yes,
every day
yes,
I know
nah.
Jesus with me every
yes,
I know
nah.
Jesus every day. Every day.
Mic check 1212 was cracking. This is When Hip Hop Meets the Christ. Shout outs to you. Much love to you. We appreciate you tuning in. Yes, sir, and yes, ma'am. Right now, this broadcast right here, you're on this Romans chapter 10. It was 5-2. And now we're in Romans chapter 11. It's 5-2, but it's just more understanding getting revealed. We getting more understanding, and all you're getting get understanding, so we getting some good understanding in Romans chapter 11. All right? And all you're getting get you some understanding here. Romans chapter 11, let's pick back up. In verse 26, it says, and so all Israel, all believers, shall be saved. Mm-hmm. Not everybody that call him Lord, Lord, but all believers. Okay? All Israel shall be saved, as it is written. There shall come out of Zion the deliverer, and shall turn away ungodliness from Jacob. Keep praising God, and the deliverer gonna come and gonna turn all ungodliness from Jacob. For this is my covenant unto them, when I shall take away their sins. Jesus did it already. All right, verse 28 says, as concerning the gospel, they are enemies for your sakes, but as touching the election, they are beloved for the Father's sake. They're beloved. Think about the ancestors that had that God made the covenant with. You know what I'm talking about? They're talking about us too, so let's read it again. Romans chapter 11. As concerning the gospel, they are enemies for your sake. Concerning the gospel, they're enemies for your sake. All right? But as touching the election, they are beloved for the Father's. God made a promise and made a covenant with the fathers as well. So that's why he can get everybody who believes. That's the key. You have to believe. Right? Verse 29 says, For the gifts and calling of God are without repentance. The gifts and the calling are without repentance. The gifts of God, the calling of God, they come without you repenting. That's why you got a lot of gifts out here, people using their gifts and talents. Mm-hmm. Right? Without even repenting. The gifts of God, they're using the gifts of God. They ain't got to repent to use them. Okay? The calling of God comes without repentance. When he calls you, You ain't got to repent first before he calls you. You see what I'm saying? Thank you, Father, for making this so plain and understandable to us. Verse 30 says, for as you in times past, think about your own life, as you in the past, in times past, have not believed God, yet have now obtained mercy through their unbelief. Yeah, you believed in them, but you ain't believe in them like you believe now, right? So you really ain't believe. You had a form of godliness, but not denying the power. But now, you know good and well, you believe God more than you did in the past. Because in the past, you believed in him, but if you really believed in him, you wouldn't live like that. So now you believe in him, and you trying to live for him too, right? You see how I go? For as you in times past have not believed God, I believe God all my life. You ain't believe he'll kill you if you fornicate, because you were still fornicating for how many years? Okay, then. Nah. Mm-hmm. You ain't believe he'll get you, huh? You in times past have not believed God, yet have now obtained mercy through their unbelief, though. I'm going to use them to provoke you and get you over here, and I'm going to use you to provoke them and get them over here. Verse 31 says, even so have these also now not believed that through your mercy they also may obtain mercy. God being fair, very fair. For God has concluded them all in unbelief that he might have mercy upon all. He has concluded them all in unbelief that he might have mercy upon all. Wow. All of us been there. Verse 33. Oh, the depths of the riches, both of the wisdom and knowledge of God. He just gave us some of it. How unsearchable. And his judgments, I mean, how unsearchable are his judgments and his ways past finding out. I'm going to read it again. Verse 33, we almost finished. Romans chapter 11. Oh, the depths. That's why I got deep right here in Romans chapter 11. That's why we didn't run from it either. We want all of God. We want the depths of the riches, both of the wisdom and the knowledge of God. How unsearchable are his judgments and his ways past finding out. For who has known the mind of the Lord? Or who has been his counselor? Or who has first given to him, and it shall be recompensed unto him again? Who has given unto him? He's going to pay it back. For of him, check this one out. Hey, guys, check this one out. Let me guess. He's going to, boy, this right here, fire. Romans chapter 11, verse number 36. For of him and through him and to him. Read it again. Of him. Understand what he's saying now. Of him. You came from him, right? Everything of him. For of him and through him. Got to go back through Jesus. And to him. You were made by God and for him, right? So for of him and of him, through him, and to him are all things. Are what? Are all things. They're of him, they're through him, and they're to him. All things are. To whom be glory forever. Amen. Hallelujah. This is When Hip Hop Meets the Christ. That's Romans chapter 10 and Romans chapter 11. Take your time with it like we did. You know what I'm talking about? The Holy Spirit ain't rushing. You know what I'm talking about? Yeah, he ain't rushing either. But When Hip Hop Meets the Christ. Get at you next time. Peace.
Jesus.
Get your glory to God, be the glory. Lord, get your glory to God, be the glory. Lord, get your glory to God, be the glory. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Lord, get your glory to God, be the glory. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah.
I got a grill up in my mouth, I came up in the dirty south.
Listen to what I'm saying and you can tell it's Jesus' house. What did you expect to see? Cause it show nothing about me. We were all made to give glory to the Almighty G-O-D. We bold as a lion with it. If you want it, you can get it. It is Jesus, why you at it? He coming at you automatic. And as long as God say so, we gon' roar and we gon' go. Turn around and stretch our wings and soar just like a strong eagle. Going hard, preaching the word in and out to God's people. Praising God in the streets and praising him under the sea folks. Doing this thing for real and let you know that my God, he reigns. If you're wondering, worrying about us, man, we out here doing our thing.
Lord, get your glory to God, be the glory.
Go.
Lord, get your glory to God, be the glory.
Hey.
Lord, get your glory to God, be the glory.
Hallelujah.
Lord, get your glory to God, be the glory.
As I look over my life, I see I never been defeated. I give glory to God, he's always been there whenever I need it. I feel the power of his presence when I hit the stage. I explode and unload like I've been locked in a cage. Fireman on the scene, watch me burn it down and refine the gold that you hold in your spirit now. They say you can't, I say you can, let me prove it to you. All things are possible with God working through you. If you knew you could change the world, would you even try? I believe you would, cause I see that fire in your eyes. Take off that disguise and reveal your true identity, so God can get the glory, King, and you can get the victory.
Lord, get your glory to God, be the glory.
Go.
Lord, get your glory to God, be Lord, get your glory to God, be the glory.
Hallelujah.
Lord, get your glory to God, be the glory.
Get your eyes off me, I'm pointing you to him. He's the most high, way above the rim. Show me the suit to preach, I'm still gonna reach all the lost souls, that's my father's goal. So hypocrites, play your roles. Jesus Christ, please save the souls from going to hell. This ain't the playground. Jesus, the Lord's all bowing down. Bow down to one greater than you. I got someone to introduce you to. His name is Jesus. Heard it before, get him in your life. Get him back to show. Today, tomorrow, 20 years from now. Believe it or not, he got all the power. Believe it's one devil got that down pat. At the green light, say you make that paper sack. Don't forget, Jesus coming back. Looking at me funny, it's a matter of fact. Jesus, the truth, reaching out to the youth. Going to school in America, please don't shoot. Jesus, the answer, Jesus, problem solver. Pick up the Bible, not the revolver. It ain't about me, all for his glory.
The Bible is for you, a true love story.
Lord, get your glory to God, be the glory.
Go.
Lord, get your glory to God, be Lord, get your glory to God, be the glory.
Hallelujah.
Lord, get your glory to God, be the glory.
This is the godly side of it, you know what I mean? The main thing we want to do is exalt Jesus. When hip-hop meets the Christ, every Saturday at 11 a.m. Eastern, letting everybody know that all hip-hop is not the same, all hip-hop is not negative. Yes, it is real, it is thorough, it is raw. And it is truly, totally his power, man, his influence. So we just let him lead it however he leads it. I'm an oasis because of the living water that lives inside of us. We go all in for the Lord, man. We love the Lord over there. We represent him. Main thing we want to do is exalt